You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio. This is really a bonus edition for you, coming to you on Monday after the Giants fell to the Rams 17-9 to fall to 0-4. No big speech for you today, not a lot of analysis. I'm not going to rant, I'm not going to rave, I'm not going to give you all of the things that I may or may not think about the state of the Giants right now. All I'm going to do for you today is play for you several audio clips from Giants players and coaches from Sunday evening after the game concluded. What you're going to hear is audio from Joe Judge, Daniel Jones, Blake Martinez, Nick Gates, and James Bradberry with their reactions following Sunday night's loss.
All right, guys, obviously we came up a little short today. I'm proud of the way our guys fought. I'm proud of the way they played. We got to make sure we clean up and eliminate some mistakes and keep making more positive plays going down the stretch. I'm proud of the way they fought. They're an improved team from last week. I'm proud of the way they worked last week. I'm proud of the improvement they made. We got to keep pushing on and making strides going forward. Obviously, we're going to a tough stretch right now with the division, so we can't afford to make these mistakes.
And then on the fourth and fourth, about 10 minutes left, decision to punt there just went into that.
Yeah, we were playing good defense. We had field position. We wanted to win right there, put them on back there. I thought it was a good time to, you know, put the ball to our defense and let them play.
Joe, jumping off of Pat's first question, the offense has scored, I think, 3 touchdowns in 4 games and hasn't scored a touchdown in the last 2 weeks. I'm just curious, what makes you think that this group can improve on that based on what you've seen so far?
Yeah, the focus is going back to work right now and doing everything we can to match up against the opponents going forward. So we've got to build on what we have and who we have available, and we've got to make sure we put them in the best situation to be successful.
Joe, the offensive line, 5 sacks, it would have been 6 without a penalty. I think 4 were early in the game. What did you think of their play? Did they get better? And does Daniel Jones and the receivers, are they contributing to this pressure? Daniel holding the ball and the receivers not getting open.
Well, first off, there's never one person who's responsible for everything. Okay. It's a team game. All the pieces have to fit together and everything complements each other. You know, in terms specifically to the offensive line, I did see an improved unit this week. I think these guys are getting better overall. You play a team like the Rams, who's got an outstanding pass rush. You just can't lose your mind when they make plays. You have to move on to the next play and keep pushing forward.
How personally frustrating is this for you, the turnovers, the interceptions? And it seemed kind of like at the end of the half last week and the end of the game here, it might have keyed in on your target, which led to the interception. How personally frustrating is this for you, and how do you overcome it?
It's certainly frustrating, for me. They're at the end of the game with a chance to – score and go for 2, tie up the game, and to not do that's certainly frustrating. So got to stay at it and learn and keep moving forward.
Daniel, what will it take to generate points in your mind here for this offense?
We just got to execute when we get down in scoring position. I think we've hurt ourselves in a lot of those situations and have to be better and can't afford negative plays, can't afford penalties, and just have to take advantage of the opportunities we have. So just got to execute in those situations.
And jumping off that, you guys have scored, I believe, 3 touchdowns all season, and you haven't scored a touchdown in the last 2 weeks. I guess, why do you believe this group can bounce back and perform better than that?
Because we've shown to, we've been able to move the ball and get down there. I think once we get down there, we need to execute. I think we got the pieces to do it. And you know, guys are playing well. We just need to be more consistent and execute down there in the red area and finish drives.
Blake, very physical today. Coach Judge just talked about how they always emphasize being physical. But today, how was your role? How was you assessed the way your defense played, physicality wise, and you held this team to 240 yards? What was the key to that today?
Yeah, I mean, we've been kind of saying it each and every week. I think a lot of people didn't take it seriously when we were saying it. It was just every single week we're hurting ourselves. There's nothing teams are doing that we can't stop, no matter who's out there, who's on the field, who's up, what personnel we have in. We can go and compete against anybody. And I think today we showed that, but we also showed the things that are hurting us. We just got to keep fixing those things and keep kind of minimizing those as much as possible.
Blake, what'd you think of the effort of your defense overall, the way that you guys were fighting?
No, I think it was awesome. I think that's the type of team we want to be, and I think overall it's something that we'll hold our hat high on. But at the end of the day, it's a production league, and it's getting wins, and that's what we want, and I think we're not going to be satisfied until that happens.
Hey, Blake, obviously the defense got off to a rough start. What do you think changed? Because, you know, that first drive seemed like the Rams sort of had their way, and then you guys really tightened up.
Yeah, I mean, our kind of game plan going into the game was making that type of team keep having to snap the ball. And I think both their drives were 15-play drives or whatever, at least close to that. And at that point, we knew that type of team didn't want to have to keep doing that. And so they, I think, maybe went away from some things or kind of went back to some things, whatever way you want to think of it. And at that point, we just kept sticking to what we were doing, and we were making adjustments and making plays.
And Nick, the offense has only scored 3 touchdowns all season. Haven't scored a touchdown in the last 2 weeks. I guess what makes you think that you guys can bounce back from the way it's been the last couple of games?
We just kind of keep fighting, keep going, you know, keep protecting for DJ and, you know, running the ball and, you know, just keep moving the ball down the field and get us into opportunities to score. So we shot ourselves in the foot a couple of times when we got to the red zone with a couple of penalties, and, you know, it kind of hurts you when you're down there. So we just got to, you know, eliminate those, and, you know, we just got to play better.
Nick, it was a lot made of your battle with Aaron Donald coming into this. We saw you guys kind of jousting there in the middle of the game. Did you get into any kind of comfort zone as far as your physicality playing against a great player like that? And did you feel like you guys matched them physically, even if you didn't score?
You know, we had a plan for Donald, and I think we executed the plan. We just got to be better. And, you know, I think we try to get 2 guys on him as much as we can. And, you know, everybody else played pretty well, but we just got in pass pro, but we got to be better. We give, 4 or 5 sacks. That can't happen.
How about punching him in the head? I mean, you think that's a good idea?
To be honest, I don't know what happened. We just got into it. He's a good player. I'm a good player. He just, you know, emotions get high out there.
Hey, Nick. Can you guys take something positive as an offensive line out of at least slowing down Aaron Donald?
I mean, the only thing one of the positive things I think we did was we ran the ball. I think we had 130 yards on the ground, so that's a positive from the last 3 games before.
You guys playing this way as a defense, you expect to win games when you play this way as a D?
We just expect to go out there and dominate. You know, that's our whole motto. Whether it's a win or a loss, we need to go out there and dominate and show that we're a dominant force. And, you know, if they don't score, they don't win.
Hey, James, I know Pat asked you about the tackle. What actually happened on the coverage on that cup touchdown?
Well, they hurried up to the line, just miscommunication on the back end. We're all accountable for that. We didn't communicate enough, and that's what led to the touchdown.
What's it like for you guys as a defense, though, when you see the offense, your offense struggling the way it has? I mean, what kind of effect does that have on you guys?
Like I said, you know, if they don't score, they don't win. We try to take pride in that each time we get on the field, you know, try to limit the offense to 0 points on the board. And fortunately, we didn't do that, you know, so we just got to keep getting better, look at the film, correct our mistakes, and move on to next week.
James, you didn't hold them to 0, but you held them down pretty low compared to what they were doing. You know, when you've got them in such a tight game, is it frustrating to watch the offense not be able to pick up the slack a little?
I mean, it's frustrating to lose in general. It was frustrating when we gave up that deep touchdown pass to Coop, you know, and I wasn't able to get him on the ground. You know, I was frustrated with that, you know. So there's going to be points throughout the game where you're frustrated. You just got to keep going on. And if you run out of time at the end of the game, you got to move on to the next game, you know. So we're moving on to Dallas this week.